Good morning. This is Joe Sonderman for David Craig. And joining us this morning is Dr. Mark Bernstein. He's a gastroenterologist who practices at Missouri Baptist Medical Center, and he's going to tell us about celiac disease. As a matter of fact, they're presenting a program on the disease Thursday, the 30th. If you'd like to register for it or refer a doctor on staff at Missouri Baptist Medical Center, you can call the referral line. It's 314-996-LIVE. Hello, doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell me about celiac disease. I've never heard about that. What is it?
Celiac disease is a sensitivity of the intestine to a protein found in wheat products called gluten. And patients who are sufferers of the syndrome who are exposed to gluten can have difficulties with abdominal discomfort, bloating, diarrhea, weight loss, nutrient malabsorption. Some patients, however, have very few symptoms at all.
Well, how do you get it? I mean, is it from exposure to that stuff?
It's a million-dollar question. No one really knows exactly where it comes from. People have hypothesized exposures to viruses, underlying genetic abnormalities. What we know is that it's in part the immune system reacting to the intestine itself, and in part the intestine being exposed to this protein called gluten.
So what are the symptoms? You have stomach pain, that sort of thing?
Some people may have stomach discomfort, bloating, diarrhea. Some people may present with laboratory abnormalities. What's also true is that there are many, many people who don't realize that they have the disease. Perhaps for every one person who's diagnosed with celiac disease, there may be as many as 7 or even 12 people who don't know that they have it. Many of those people will have subtle laboratory abnormalities if tested, and if those people avoid those things like wheat, rye, barley that contain gluten, all of a sudden they realize that they were feeling much better. They didn't realize they were feeling poorly, and then they start avoiding those things and they feel so much better. It's very, very satisfying to recognize that sort of subclinical syndrome and have people kind of come to a whole new level of well-being.
Well, that's great. Well, again, the program is Thursday, March 30th, and if you'd like to find out more, you can call the physician referral line at 314-996-LIFE. Dr. Bernstein, thanks for shedding some light on that for us this morning.
Thank you.